The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans, come on the Robins.
A fitting tribute to our visitors today, the Chips, also known as Chipstead FC, as recommended by Sarah Pomery. Now, Chipstead Football Club, known as the Chips, were formed in 1906 where the Netherland Hospital was under construction and building workers and the local legend Chipstead Village challenged each other to a match. Club records dated 1911 show a far from healthy position, survival relying mainly on proceeds from whist drives in the clubhouse. However, the club's health began to improve, and in 1920, it even had its own transport for away games, an open-top lorry owned by a local builder. In 1982, they became founder members of the Surrey Premier League, and in the 1987-88 season, saw the club make its debut in the FA Vars, where they reached the third round and again in 1998. Their best FA Cup performance was reaching the fourth qualifying round in 2008. Chipstead's home ground has a 2,000 capacity, 150 which is seated, and their record attendance is 1,170. Their top goal scorer is Mickey Nolan, who notched up a staggering 124 goals in his career. Did you know that Chipstead FC boasts its own jazz club band, featuring traditional jazz music from their own resident band, the Just So Band, every other Monday? Nice.
Listening to the unofficial Robins podcast.
This is your baby reporter, Gizu, bringing you all the news and views from Bracknell Town. I say, come on, you Robins.
Rick Starr has just passed me the team sheet, and this afternoon's lineup for the Robins is Ecott, Dean, Genovese, Awika, Bayliss, Reese, Mitchell, Atkinson, Tarpey, Clark, and Bowman. And your substitutes this afternoon? Knight, Cheshire, Burden, Platt and Cully. Come on, you Robins.
Bracknell, 1-0 to the mighty Robins. Dan Bayliss, the goal machine, scores. Nice header from a corner in against a really tough Chipstead side. They've given us some tough games over the seasons, and I've got to say, I think we just deserve it today. Played well. Come on, you Robins. Here we are at full time at Bracknell. Didn't see that one coming. Final score 5-0. What a second half performance by Bracknell. Absolutely. Link-up play was superb right across the pitch. A well-deserved goal from Tarpey. What a second-half performance. Wow. I'm lost for words, if I'm honest. That was different gravy.
Come back from McKellen.
Yeah, that's true. Mikel Platt on after coming out back from injury. A nice finish goal from him. Looked really dangerous, you know, really, really ran his socks off. So, yeah, great performance, really pleased.
I caught up with new signing, striker Duncan Cully and midfielder Scott Rees, but unfortunately, due to technical issues, the interviews are not available. Curfew by the Stranglers from 1978, a fitting tribute to our hosts this evening, arch rivals Chertsey Town, also known as the Curfews, as they all had to be in by 10:30.
Well, we are here at Chertsey Town on a Tuesday evening. 7:45 kickoff it was. It's half time and great news so far. It is 0-1, so 1-0 to Bracknell. And yes, with Mr. Was it Tyrone Mackay?
Aweka,
yes, Mr. Aweka. Lovely, lovely goal. What was your sort of views on it all so far, Guy?
Well, I think we started well. It's, to my way of reckoning, I think it's gone a little bit scrappy. They seem to be trying to spoil our way of playing. They're forcing us to play in the middle. We can't get out wide. So let's just hope we get better in the second half.
I'm sure we will, and I think it's just one of those things, isn't it? The last 5 minutes or so, just as things are getting a little bit tired, as you say, it was getting a little bit scrappy. But so far, and I think there's been some outstanding performances. I mean, as per normal, dear Seb on the wing has been absolutely fantastic. Well, as it happens, a dear man in a suit tonight. Oh yes, he's looking very, very attractive. Milk tray, Steve coming on. We're just saying that we're currently 0-1. Getting a bit scrappy in our view in the last 5 minutes, but it's been a pretty impressive. What's your thought?
I think a largely controlled half by Bracknell. I don't think they've had a single shot on goal. Yes, a little. Last 5 minutes, maybe a little bit of pressure, a couple of needless free kicks given away. But genuinely, I think 1-0 up, fair result, and we've largely controlled that first half. So bring on a couple more goals in the second half to finish it off, please. Thank you.
Baby comes black and white. Is it true what they say? They turn their pay in tonight. Black and white becomes.
Well, you are with us now at full time. It's 0-3-2 Bracknell Town, so we have won. If you can hear that, we're not as enthusiastic as you could be. The game's actually been abandoned, probably about 5 minutes from the final time, which is quite a surprise. There was. We don't really know what's happened at the moment, so I think it would not be a good idea to comment too much until we find the facts, but there did seem to be sort of a fracas towards the end that did seem really quite concerning, involving all the players. Two players have been red carded from Chertsey, but we don't really know what's happened at the moment, do we, Steve?
No, exactly. It looks like quite a melee in the corner there, so I'm sure we'll find out a little bit more over the next sort of few hours or so. Let's go back a little bit to the game. A 3-0 victory from Bracknell, pretty dominant. Chertsey didn't have a single shot on goal in the whole 90 minutes. One goalkeeping mistake from them in the second half, and a Dan Bayliss signature headed goal from a corner. Great result. Come on, you Robins.
Now, over to James the Captain Birdseye and Stephen the Gaffer Witty.
You're listening to the Unofficial Robins Podcast with me, James the Captain Birdseye, and we're actually on the road today, so if we're not on the most... the greatest broadcast quality, then that's why. And hopefully it will work. But if we suddenly ping out, then we'll try to get back to you. But thank you, as always, wherever you are, wherever you're listening from. Thank you so much for joining us. It is really, really obliged. And as ever, of course, please don't just shout out your device. You get on this if you want to at unofficialrobins@gmail.com. And you can also get us on Twitter at Robins Podcast. I'm James the Captain Birdseye, and I'm with you this evening with Steve the Gaffer Witty. Lovely to be with you once again, Steve. We've got a couple of games to talk about tonight.
Yeah, good evening, James. Yeah, two games, 8 goals, none conceded, and hopefully 6 points as well. So, yeah, some positive news.
Yeah, it really is in terms of with the results, absolutely. And so we've got the game on Saturday to talk about, and of course the game last night, which was at Chertsey Town. So without kind of further ado, what are we going to go through first, do you think?
Well, let's get the one that I think people are talking about out of the way. Okay, and I don't really want to give this much airtime, if I'm honest, because we'll start with the sort of Chertsey Town game yesterday evening, which I've got to say finished in absolute disgraceful circumstances, behaviour that I don't think was suitable for public consumption anywhere in society, let alone a non-league game. And genuinely, it's nice to see actually this evening that the Chertsey player manager has subsequently resigned.
So that's come out. We've had that. We've had that confirmed, I believe, over the last hour or so. It has come out, hasn't it? That the player manager has resigned. So, of course, if you haven't been sort of with the social media or knowing went on. What's gone on, we're literally going to start as Steve said with the end of the game at Chertsey first, because there was a lot of positives in terms of from the football, but I just think it, and I agree with you, Steve, I think it's been such a serious incident that has taken place, I think we'd be really remiss not to talk about that first. So in terms of for any of our listeners that either weren't at the game or haven't been sort of kept abreast of the news, what sort of occurred?
Absolutely, James, and as I say, let's not give it too much airtime, because I think from our own perspective, I think what we've got here, and it's a shame. As non-league fans, we are all absolute passionate supporters of the game of football. We turn up with our families to watch and support our teams. And rather than focusing in on this type of behaviour, and also the subsequent sort of, how would I say, social media furore that follows it, I'm much more interested in talking about a great game of football, some great fans we met at Chertsey yesterday, and genuinely where, you know, we're striding as a club. When them 3 points are awarded, and absolutely they should be.
But, so Steve, just as I say, just in case our any of our listeners haven't heard, we were 3-0 up in the game. We'll talk about the game, of course, but not a particularly concerning or many cards were given or such like, or any major disciplinary problems. And then I think it was the 85th minute, wasn't there? There was an incident that took place And the game was abandoned, which at the moment it does appear that, as I say, that Chertsey have released a statement, as have Bracknell Town, and we're being obviously very careful at the moment because we don't want to, you know, impede any possible investigations that may be going on. But as I say, it was abandoned at that point and as an abandoned game, but it did involve, you know, our players, you know, there were some players who got injured, and it does appear to be, from what we know at the moment, really quite a serious incident. I think that would be fair to say.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that's absolutely enough said. I'm also aware from our own perspective. I think that from a Bracknell Town perspective, a little bit of behavioural early on in the game, in terms of one of our midfielders that I know the club will internally deal with, as we always do at Bracknell Town, but not linked at all in any way whatsoever. I think from as it stands at the moment, an individual decided to, somewhat lose his head. And I think that's enough said. What I would like to sort of switch on to really is the game itself. And genuinely,
I think that's very fair. And you know, and the one thing, you know, we will always be for you here is, you know, not just the voice of the fans and the voice behind the goal, as we call it, but actually, you know, when we do feel that we get it wrong, as a club or as fans or whatever it may be, you know, we're going to be honest about that. And as I say, you know, if you do disagree with us, please do email us. We want your views on all these situations. But the most important thing at the moment, I very much feel, is that we allow these processes, you know, time to take place, and also, as you rightly say, there's been a lot of abuse, and to be fair, it is all external to fans, as far as I can see, on Twitter, and it's, you know, it's been pretty shameful, actually. You know, and of course, it tends to be from people that are, you know, keyboard warriors. They don't have their own names because, you know, they wouldn't say it in the street. They wouldn't say it to anyone else, the kind of language and abuse that they're using. So it is a great shame. And, you know, we just hope that we can get back to the non-league football and enjoyment and passion. And respect that non-league football deserves. I think, you know, that would be my view on it, Steve.
Yeah, and I've, you know, Chertsey Town are a club that absolutely epitomise that. You know, from the moment I went last season and this season, I had some great conversations with some of their fans about last season's game ahead of the game. The ladies who the little snack bar, wonderful, lovely people. And even, you know, even after the game and after the incident we were talking about, I got to talking to some of their fans who congratulated us on our performance and how we deserved the win. You know, let's not get away from the fact, okay, this society that seems to think that online trolling is smart, okay, cannot get in the way of what really is the non-league family. And, you know, all of us go along with our families, with our friends, to enjoy great football, okay? And hopefully, you know, find some like-minded people to talk about our passion. And, you know, that's what we've all got to focus in on. And the great news about our passion, okay, is that, you know, that Bracknell Town performance yesterday evening, I'll describe it, James, as probably one of the strongest team performances that I think I've seen for some time. And what I mean by team performance, okay, you could tell that was a team that was very well drilled on the training pitch, okay, played to a very set formation. You could tell that Bobby, by the way, had changed the formation a little bit. And we've got to remember that Chertsey were unbeaten going into that game. and I don't think they managed to get a shot on target in 80 minutes. And the work rate that came right from the front, okay, right the way to the back of the pitch, was absolutely relentless from Bracknell for the full, 82 game. So, it's exciting times.
Yeah. And those sort of characters that we've said in the past, are sort of, produce a bit of magic on their own or such like. I felt that actually it was a far more cohesive team. I totally agree with that. I felt that, the beautiful play that we see with Seb Bowman and such like, but it was connected for me. It was absolutely superb. I feel that the Tarpey is really getting, feeling comfortable, looking comfortable now within the team. And it was absolute pleasure to watch. I went with the family because it was half term, and it was just, yes, it was an absolute joyous evening, actually, under the lights. And it was for me, it was a really special occasion, because it just feels and it just felt that performance was the kind of performance that we were wanting, hoping that it would have all come together, and it felt like it did last night.
Yeah, and I think that's it. I think you described it well there. You used a word there. The team performed as a unit.
Yeah.
And you could see throughout the team, we were very, by the way, in terms of the fitness of the players, it was outstanding, Dave Tarpey, where the devil he gets the energy in terms of he sprints and sprints and sprints. And that goal that he scored, that was literally due to his unnerving pressure of that goalkeeper. Every time he thought he was going to try and take a bit of time to sort of kick or clear a ball, he could see out the corner of his eye Dave running at him. What you saw is throughout the game, the defence was very well drilled. Everyone knew their position. Everyone knew the team shape. The moment the pressure started to come on the defence, you literally saw the front line work even harder to almost push the opposition back. And then in attack, when we did get into strong positions, whether it be Seb running in from the wing, and getting some great balls across, or even down to the centre backs at set pieces, everything was very well versed. And I think it's really exciting times for our club, because we talk about the result on Saturday, which we'll get to in a second, which was more goals, but I genuinely think that performance last night was a little bit more of an exciting one and a sign, hopefully, of things to come.
Yeah, absolutely. And it feels that really exciting Bracknell that I know and we all know that we can be. We'll have good results, we'll have lots of good results. But as we've said before, Steve, it's all about that effort, and the effort on the pitch was absolutely exemplary. It really was. The fitness level, all credit to the fitness team, and I do think that they do have a specific fitness coach. I mean, doing an absolutely incredible job, because they are just, yes, as fit as a fiddle, and it's just incredible to see.
We talked. I think it was after the FA Cup game, James, where we got knocked out, and we talked there about the fact that however great the team would be, we had to be mindful that we were going to have to, how would I say, outwork and outrun teams if we genuinely wanted to get the rewards we think we deserved, and I think what we've seen in the last couple of games, and particularly last night, this team are willing to really good grasp of that, and they seem to be willing to run through walls, not just for the manager, but for each other as well. If, as I say, every team they're going to come up against, they're sort of, you know, someone described them as the Man City of this league. Well, I'm not sure about that, but you know what I mean in terms of the way that everyone will want to knock us off our perch. And the trick is to make sure that none of them have that time and space to do it.
And of course with discipline as well. And you know, I'm not harping on, of course, to what occurred at the end. That's a completely separate thing. But you know, we are going to have a lot of players now, you know, pushing and being irritating and all of those things, because we are, let's be honest, we are, you know, the favourites in the league, and that is going to be difficult, because every single team is going to want to do everything they can do to make life as difficult as possible. So you know, I think we need to be aware of that, with this sort of the current theme, really.
I was just going to say there, James. And I think it's an important. It is a lesson for our squad as well. You know, I think in terms of, I would like to say that, you know, let's work hard. Let's work as a team. Let's use our talent. But let's make sure that we continually play with a little bit of class. You know what I mean by that. Let's not rise to it. Let's not make the comments. Let's just let our football do the talking. Okay. You've got a phenomenal fan base behind the team, and you heard us all on. I thought the atmosphere behind the goals was excellent. Last night, really enjoyed the away games, and you know, it's not just great banter, but great support, and the team gave us great performance.
They really did. It was just fantastic, absolutely fantastic. So unfortunately, with Saturday, I wasn't available. So I'm going to be. All I know is the score, which obviously I was hooked into in a big way. I was unfortunately not. I was at an award ceremony, so I couldn't go to that. But. Yes, so tell us all, Steve, about Saturday.
Well, a 5-0 win against Chipstead. Chipstead last season gave us a tough game. I think they've been a tough team historically for us. I think we've usually shaded them. But if you saw the first half performance, genuinely, I don't think I saw the final result coming. Very similar to what we saw against Chertsey, was a very well-organised Bracknell team. At no time really looked under any particular strain, and went in 1-0 at half-time. If I was honest, I was sort of sitting there thinking, you know, this could be a tight affair. Not quite expecting the performance that came in the second half, where we had in previous games talked about, you know, that final ball and that clinical finishing, actually it suddenly started clicking, and you saw some of our interlink play really starting to come off, and we banged in 4 very good goals, a couple of mentions in it. It was great, and I know we've made comments about Dave Tarpey, not about his work rate, but the fact that he hasn't been scoring. He made a particular time for me to get one, I think, on social media. And boy, did he. He got his goal. And you could really see that his teammate, it meant something to him. It absolutely meant something to him. I love that passion. We, of course, had Mikel Palak come back from injury. And I've got to say, he looked like an absolute handful for 10 minutes. A beautifully finished goal. But he really did. He really was at it. And you know, he's going to be, you know, and I know he's just come back from injury, but he's absolutely going to be pushing for a first team place. I mean, he was running all over the place and really causing them some trouble. So, you know, some mentions there. And of course, James Clark on the score sheet as well, which is nice to see. So, yeah, a really strong result. 5-0. once again, dominated the game, but a game of very much two halves. And I think what's nice to see, as I say, is not only have we suddenly started scoring a few goals, but our defence in both games, both Chipstead and Chertsey, looked pretty impregnable. I should touch wood when I say this, but we really did look like, you know, a well-drilled outfit at the back.
Yeah, well, that's just absolutely excellent, and you know, two very positive performances to move forward with, and so of course Saturday FA Trophy time.
Yes, yeah, we travel away to Chesham United. I was trying to look back at the last time we played them, and I think the only time I've seen Bracknell at Chesham, I think, was, if I remember correctly, I think we played them in a cup final, actually. I think it was the Barks and Bucks Cup Final.
Right.
At Wycombe Wanderers Ground, where a large section of us fans, dressed in lots of multicolours with face paints and Superman capes and the lot, sung our hearts out for 90 minutes and got resoundingly spanked. But... In the nicest possible way, you know, I think, you know what Bobby's like. He won't want to lose any game.
No.
So despite the fact some of us would like us to sort of have this as a bit of a bye because we all want to go to Guernsey.
Yes, it's a real difficult one. I basically said, Steve, that my view on the matter, and I was saying to the chairman, actually, is if we win, then we've got to get to Wembley. That's it, okay? So we've either got to get to Wembley, or alternatively, then we need to not be successful, and all our flights are sorted for Guernsey, absolutely, in November.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be a very tough game. They're a Premier Division team, but I'm sure we'll have the team up for it. We'll want to try and take a scalp. And try and progress in an important competition. And if not, there's always the plus side that me, you, and a few of the other fans will be on a nice jolly flight to Guernsey in a couple of weekends' time.
Absolutely. Well, as ever, thank you so much, Steve, and it's really, really appreciated. As I say, please do get in touch with us. We'd absolutely love to have your opinions on the two games that we've talked about, so please do that. And you can just get us at unofficialrobins@gmail.com or robinspodcast on Twitter. So it would be absolutely lovely to have your views. It really would. And don't just take our word for it. We'd like to hear from you. And as ever, thank you so much for listening. Please do kindly, if you did, like, subscribe, and share with everyone you know, because then it brings us up the table and more people can listen to us, which would be great. So until next time, ta-ta from me.
Good night.
Good night. Take care. Thank you.
Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans, Cullen the Robins.